The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves go into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered them and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, had set his seal. So they said to him, What can we do to accomplish the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. So they said to him, What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as if it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So they said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. We thank the Lord that we have the Eucharist to give us nourishment. When we receive him, we become like him. His life becomes our life. We share his divinity. That's supreme gift of the Lord. We thank the Lord that we have the chance to receive Holy Communion, but also be attentive. Not always we are ready for communion. Not always we have this whole sentiment towards the Lord. And that's what made our Lord sad. Once Jesus said to Madeleine, St. Marguerite of Delacroix, on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and also once to Sister Faustina, Jesus said twice to these two holy people, holy persons, many people receive me, but with their love, with their attention. And that's what Jesus said. So at least today, we know Jesus wants us to be with him. At least he wants to be with us. At times we doubt whether God loves you really. Because you might say, many times you ask and not given. Many times you lost and then see Jesus, you find Jesus nowhere. That's not true. Jesus is always within us. Don't mean that we don't have a heart towards him. So what St. Paul says, very important, Ephesians, that you should put away the old self of your former way of life and put a new self. What does it mean by this old self and new self? Old self means the way we behave in the past. New self means life with the Spirit of Christ to attend towards our people. Many times we forgot. Jesus always reminds us, whatever you do to the least, you are doing to me. So whatever you do to your neighbor, you do it towards Jesus. No matter it's an old person, a young person, the person you like or you don't like, or you know or you don't know, whatever the person next to you, Jesus invites us to love them as if Jesus would love this person. Maybe it's good at times we may ask, what would Jesus do this moment towards this person? Not always easy. I remember once I was in another parish. There was a person coming to my office. I just recognized him in that day, the newspaper, his face was there. He's not exactly criminal, but there's something wrong. So I saw him, I was alerted, I put a kind, you know, being detached from him psychologically. But after a few seconds, Jesus remind me, whatever you do to me, although for you, he is not yet a good person for you, but still Jesus wanted me to love that person as if I love Jesus. Jesus is there. So I changed my attitude. After a few seconds, that person told me, Father, I'm more scared than you scared about me. He knows that I'm scared about him. But he said, I'm scared also. He was aware that I'm scared about him. But after I changed my attitude, he changed also. I don't know how to explain. Whatever you do to this. When I was too young, I was a seminarian. I was studying in Rome. Summer vacations, I went to England for doing kind of volunteer work. I remember I served in a house for the old people. There's one old person, there's a gentleman. He's not always not in a good mood. When I approach him, I find it really, I was reacting towards his attitude. I would try going fast and go away. But then, by that time, I don't remember the words of God always, but by that time I want to do something worse, and then the word comes in, whatever you do to the least, you do to me, still in my mind. So I start to do it properly, not too fast and not too slow, of course. When I left the room, he cried out, Peter, Peter, thank you, thank you. He never greets me before because nobody introduced me to him because he was hurt, so he could not speak much. And many people doesn't like him because he creates problems. But then I just remember, you know, whatever you do, you have the heart towards the people next to you. They can respond. They know. So don't tell yourself, nobody knows. They have the heart. If you have the heart for other people, they have the heart for you. So believe, Jesus in the Eucharist, he will transform us into him also. So if you decide, you said you cannot do it, tell Jesus, Jesus, I find the heart to love the people. Tell him. So this is, Jesus is expecting that we always in his footpath to love, love, and love. On the cross, nothing else but giving himself totally. Even he felt God the Father is away, he cried out, God, God, why have you forsaken me? He left. He got a feeling of being abandoned by God the Father, but he still pray for the people. Even he himself in the darkness, he still give light to people. Father, forgive them. You see, we should have the heart of Jesus. No matter how we pray for one another, that especially today when we receive the Holy Communion, remember, Jesus wants our hearts, not just our mouth. Say yes to Him and give a thankfulness towards Him today in the one time you receive communion. Just hold Him, embrace Him, let Him be with you the whole day. I believe in one God.